What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Black Corporate Life Podcast, where we're breaking the silence and revealing the unwritten rules and hidden truths that govern corporate America. I'm your host, James Friesen. In this groundbreaking series, we're leaving no stone unturned. Join us as we champion authenticity and transparency and bring these topics front and center, one episode at a time. In today's episode, we'll talk about how to balance working your day job while pursuing your dreams and aspirations. This is what my guest calls working your what's next while working your what's now. Our guest today is Lynn Stokes, who is the founder of Stokes Unlimited, which provides storytelling, branding, and speaking services. She develops personal brands for midlife professionals who want more out of life through her 12-week personal branding course. Lynn also is a mixologist and offers personal and professional development classes through her Quench Academy brand, using mixology as a teaching aid. Now, I've known Lynn for over 20 years, going all the way back to our brand management days at PepsiCo. She's a personal friend, mentor, and all-around superstar. Lynn, welcome to the show. What's up, Lynn?
Thanks, James. Hey, James, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for being here. Really appreciate your time and expertise.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yes, and really excited about what you're going to share with our audience today, because there are some good nuggets and lessons in here for everybody. So, Lynn, I know your background, obviously. I mean, we've been friends for a long time, but the audience does not. Tell us a little bit about your career and how you got to where you are today.
Okay. Well, it's been a journey, but once again, I want to thank you for having me on the podcast. I'm excited about this opportunity to share my story and hopefully encourage the listeners to, as we said, work on their what's next while working their what's now. But my career story, I'm born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky, and went to school at Vanderbilt University for mechanical engineering, which I did graduate. But around my junior year, was kind of not feeling maybe mechanical engineering as a career choice, but went on and got the degree and went to grad school to get my MBA. Was always fascinated with the idea of marketing and consumer behavior. I kind of married both of the loves of engineering, I can build it, and marketing, I can sell it. That was kind of the basis of the educational foundation for a career that has taken me to many different companies and many different experiences. I was blessed to start my career out at Ford Motor Company in Detroit, Michigan, doing product development and product strategy work, but it was still a little bit more technical than I wanted it to be. And I really wanted to get closer to the consumer and do more of a marketing role. I made a move, which will be a common theme of what I'm talking about, from Detroit to Florida, and went and started the next 20 plus years of my career in brand management and brand strategy, and was fortunate to work for PepsiCo, for Tropicana Products, the orange juice company. I spent a good deal of time at Publix supermarkets in their brand management and marketing department. And then my last corporate role was at Krispy Kreme in Charlotte, North Carolina, where I'm based and live today. I've spent the majority of my career in brand management, brand strategy for some of America's most favorite loved brands. And it's been a wonderful experience doing that.
That is awesome. And the cool thing is we have very similar backgrounds, coming from mechanical engineering, going to business school, going into marketing and brand and all that stuff. After having such a really great career and all those experiences, why did you start your business that you have today? What led to that?
It was probably almost all of my adult life in the making. I'll start from the standpoint that at my last corporate role, it was 2021. And if you would remember, 2021 was really that year of the great resignation. But really, it probably should be more of the great revelation, the great repositioning. And I found myself in a role where a lot of my teammates and personnel changes at the job, because people were leaving. So some of the people that were on my team had left for other opportunities. My role had changed in that job. So I was doing something that was a little bit different from the items and the parts of brand management and product innovation that I love to do. And those were those external factors. But I think internally, there was also this, I'm getting older. And with the pandemic, everybody's thinking about what kind of life am I living? What quality of life am I living? What legacy? Am I really doing things that are filling me up? With all of that, prayed about it, talked to my husband, and I left that role to go home to my sofa and sit, was what I thought. My sofa time lasted about 3 or 4 months. And then in early 2022, I started Stokes Unlimited LLC because I was feeling a call to help other professionals like myself who were midlife, had all this life experience, and also had dreams of, I want to do this and I want to figure this out and I want to make more of an impact and potentially leave a legacy for children and those that are coming behind. I think this entrepreneurial spirit, I've had it pretty much all of my adult life. Even in my corporate span, I had a time where I was doing marketing consulting in between jobs full time. I've been a mortgage broker. I've been a real estate investor. I've been an adjunct professor. I think even throughout my adult life, I have done other things that were entrepreneurial in nature. So I knew that that calling had never left me. A few years ago, I took the jump and that's what landed me to being where I am now with Stokes Unlimited.
When you were working your corporate role and kind of doing these things on the side, did you find that to be a really big struggle for you?
I don't know if it was necessarily a struggle. I think it definitely helped to kind of feed your soul. The things that I was doing on the side were things that I wanted to do. And as all of us have spent any time in corporate know, is that every day is different, but a lot of times every day is the same. And you may find yourself in assignments where you're really jazzed about it, you're in the flow and it's exciting. But then there are other times where you're getting assignments and it's like, I'm not sure about this. I'm struggling with this on the job. It always helped me to have other outlets to be able to channel my energy, things that I was passionate about, so that it made kind of some of the lows of the job to even out. I think that's the thing, is that when you put all of your energy in that corporate job, which it's easy to do, 40, 50, 60 hours a week, you really do need to have other outlets, whether they are paying you money or just hobbies that you can put your energy into that can fill up your cup.
Gotcha. So that's a good segue. Can you tell us a little bit more about this notion of working your what's next while working on what's now?
I think that's just it, is that so many times you get caught up in the Monday through Friday and your corporate experience, and you put all of your eggs in that basket, and you put all of your energy in it, and you start chasing the next promotion, you check the next opportunity, and you somehow forget about your dreams and what it is that you want to do. In fact, I would dare to say that I've worked with several of my clients that don't even have a dream, because when you get over 40, 45, chances are you're in a relationship or been in a relationship. You may be parenting. You're working full time. Life is busy. And we tend to put our own selves on the back burner. I am a strong advocate that whether it's a hobby, a business, a side business, you need to have something that is an outlet that you can fall back on. And if you don't, start it, work towards it, start doing that now, because at a certain point, life will change. That job may let you go. You may decide that you want to let go. And then what you don't want to be is 47, 52, 55, and wondering, what do I do now? I am definitely always an advocate about start working on your what's next while working your what's now. And working on it might easily just be, let me read, let me join a group, let me do some type of volunteering. You don't have to necessarily go all in, but you do have to start.
Just kind of sticking with that for a second, can you talk a little bit about how you can balance that? Because you mentioned you start getting into your mid-40s, early 50s, you might have kids in college, you might be taking care of aging parents at that point. Plus, you got a job, you got yourself to take care of, your spouse. What are some of the tips that you have for setting aside some time that you can focus on your what's next while you're working on your what's now?
I think you have to, because it's a personal thing, and people talk about selfish as being a bad word. I don't necessarily believe that selfish is a bad word, because there are times where it does need to be about you. And I think now more so than ever, with technology and the amount of information that is available to us that is so free, that ways to steal that time, you have that time. So if you do drive, if you are commuting to work, what podcast are you listening to? What audiobooks are you listening to? If there are things that you're interested in, there's plenty of information out there that you can get for free in times of driving. If you're cooking dinner, if there's things like that that you can do, that you can put your AirPods in and listen to that information. I'm a fan of the Notes app on your phone. When you're thinking about things, jot it down as far as if you want to write. We all are consumers of social media, but you can also be a creator of social media. If there is things that you're passionate, if you like to ride bicycles, if you're all about wellness, if you're about baking, you can use, instead of always searching through social media, start posting about those things on social media. You have to, if you want it bad enough, you can find that time, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to spend 3 hours a day working toward that goal. Even 30 minutes here, 30 minutes there, it adds up, especially if the compounding factor of doing it several days a week, spending time nurturing that passion that you have, it can be done. And you turn around and you look 6 months later, a year later, and you've increased your knowledge, you've increased your confidence in the thing that you want to do.
With this work, what types of people do you normally work with?
I really focus on, and I'm strong on building your personal brand. You've heard me talking about social media and using technology to our advantage. The people that I work with, it's really people that were like me, midlife professionals, usually over the age of 40. The story is the same for men or women, but primarily professional women who have gotten to a point in their career where they're employed, but they're maybe not loving their job, and they're doing the work because they kind of were riding the lazy river of corporate and they found themselves in position, but they're not fulfilled. And there is a dream and there is a desire, but they're not sure how to go about achieving it. I work with people that are employed and have a dream, and that dream may be entrepreneurship. That dream may be another corporate job that's in a different area. So maybe they want to go from the for-profit world to the nonprofit world. Maybe they want to kind of decelerate their career as far as they've been on a trajectory of going up the ladder, but now they're at a point where they really want to do something that's more fulfilling. Those are primarily the types of women that are over the age of 40 that are really having a dream, and they have a lot of experience, life experience, and they need to make some clarity over, what do I do next? How do I take all of this corporate experience, personal experience, life experience, and chart out what I want to do for the next season of my life?
Is it primarily focused on women? Do you work with men also that might find themselves in the same boat?
Sure. It's still that life experience, and I think that's universal, and that is not gender orientation specific. As far as, I've gotten to this point in the life, I've taken care of everybody else, I've played by the rules, and I'm still not happy. I think that that doesn't matter. It's more of the standpoint that when you reach the age of 40, 45, and 50, you have significant life experience in adulting. You know how to do something, and it's time you're feeling at a place where, I want to do this for my vocation. I want to change jobs. I want to find me a different role. I want to sort of downshift my career so that I'm not working as hard or chasing all these hours. Or I really want to start that path of entrepreneurship, maybe full-time, maybe not full-time, but I don't know, what is my story? I need someone to help me clarify what my story is, what are my brand values, and how do I communicate that out to the world.
Black Corporate Life is a leadership training and development company focused on empowering Black professionals to thrive in corporate America. We provide classes, coaching, and an online community of like-minded individuals to help Black men and women in corporate America reach their full potential. Join our online community at bclalliance.com. And I can't tell you the number of my friends, colleagues that I've talked to that have worked in corporate 20, 30 plus years and now wake up saying, what was all that for?
Right.
What am I supposed to be doing? What is my purpose in life? Why was I brought here? And what impact do I want to make? Or what legacy do I want to leave? That is a true and real struggle for a lot of people.
It is. And I think it's also what makes it extra challenging is that when you talk about people that have worked in professional spaces for 20, 25, 30 years, there is a chance that they are middle management, they are vice presidents, they are C-level executives, and they have been crushing it on the job. But when it comes to doing this, they don't have a clue on how to do it. I can market somebody else's stuff. I can tell a brand story for somebody else. But when it comes to trying to tell my story and get, you know, what am I about? What do I want? It's hard to do that. And more importantly, for a lot of people, it's hard to ask for help.
What are you saying to people? Because I'm sure we have some listeners right now listening to this podcast that say, well, I don't know that I even have a story. Why would somebody want to hear my story? What do you say to those people as you're talking about building your personal brand?
I think we're so busy in life. Everybody does have a story. And we tend to minimize our story. But if you ever really think that you don't have a story to tell, all you really need to do is scroll TikTok or Instagram, and you can go down a rabbit hole seeing stories of cats and puppies and babies and somebody get ready with me and trying on clothes and that type of thing, that there are people out here doing everyday activities, getting millions of eyeballs watching them do that. I would counter that you have a story. Everyone has a story, even if it's a small thing. And chances are the things that come easy to you are difficult for somebody else. And those are the people that need to hear what you have to say. Don't sell yourself short with what your story is. The hard part probably is identifying what are your one, two, or three stories. Because if you have rose through the ranks in a corporate role, you have leadership ability. You probably know how to hire people. You know how to have difficult conversations at work. All of these things are things that somebody is struggling with right now that would love to hear your expertise. If you have been in relationships and you have parented a special needs child, or you're a caregiver for an aging parent, or you've had to figure out through divorce how to balance a household as far as the financial budget and have meals on the dinner table every night, those are everyday struggles that people are looking for somebody to help them overcome. I say that everybody has a story, and it doesn't have to be something huge and grandiose. It could be things just as simple as leadership, budgeting, riding a bike, losing weight, whatever those things may be, making drinks. I went to bartending school 5 years ago, later in life, and now I've built a brand, Quench Academy, that trains people on how to make drinks and using mixology as a learning aid for other opportunities for team building and team bonding. It doesn't have to be something grandiose, and you don't have to be the first one doing it. You don't have to reinvent the wheel.
In terms of doing that, what advice do you have for people that are kind of stuck? Some have been kind of playing around with this dream for a long time. They look up and 14 years later, man, still talking about launching that clothing company and still haven't done it. So what advice do you have for people that are stuck and struggling with this right now?
I think that the stuck phases, I tend to think that in any sort of life decision or stages of life, you're in one of four stages. You're either dreaming about it, dabbling in it, deciding to make a change, or you're doing it. I find that most people get stuck in the dreaming and the dabbling stages. So to your point, I've got this idea. I've been sitting on this idea for years. I'm not doing anything with it. You're dreaming about it. Or the dabble stage where I've got this idea. I want to write a book. I follow some writers on LinkedIn, and I've bought a couple of books about how to write a book. You're dabbling in it, but you're not doing it. It's hard to necessarily go from dreaming to doing. You really do have to kind of go through those phases. If you're stuck it just becomes the external or the internal. A lot of times people come to me because they've been stuck, but an external force happens. They lose their job, they get downsized, or the job gets eliminated. Something happens potentially with their family or a situation where they have lost something, and something happens that kind of is the catalyst for, I need to make a change. That is one reason. So you may be going, there may be a listener right now that's gone through that, that something has happened to them that is really the catalyst for them getting unstuck and moving to, I've got to do something different now. The other harder part is when it's internally and you're kind of like, okay, I'm going to do this next month. I'm going to do this January 1st. And there's nothing magical about January 1st. You can make a change any day of the year. When you're getting stuck and you want to move from the place that you are, immersion is good. Surround yourself, change your social media feed, listen to the books, listen to podcasts, surround yourself with motivational speakers and put the sticky notes on the wall. Change your environment into a place where everything that's surrounding you is a nurturing environment for you to make a change. I also recommend get a coach. There is plenty of, first of all, that coach may be a virtual coach, YouTube University, so to speak, and Dr. Google and all of that. There is plenty of information that can help move you from point A to point B. But if you can't do it on yourself, invest in a coach and an accountability partner that can help you get from the place that you are so that you really are getting to a place of meaningful change.
That's really great advice. Now, let me ask you this question. For those who are on the struggle bus and people that might be stuck, whether they're in the dream stage, dabble stage, decide stage, or do stage, how will folks get in touch with you? What's the best way to reach you so they can partner with you and get some coaching?
Oh, I love that. I do offer a 12-week personal branding program that we really go through the framework of really identifying where you are. And a lot of times people are stuck in a place of clarity, like, what is it that I want to do? And also confidence. Why am I the person to do that? So we spend time really working on those two, clarity and confidence, and we follow that up with commitment. Who is our audience for what we're doing, and consistency? How are we going to do what we do? I coach people through on a one-on-one basis through that 12-week program, or even just strategy sessions that if you're struggling with something, let's talk about it. You can find me on LinkedIn at Lynn Stokes. I have a website, lynnstokes.com, and then I made it easy on all the socials. I am the Lynn Stokes. Would love to chat with anyone that is kind of feeling like they're stuck or they have a dream inside them that now is finally the time to manifest that and bring that to life. Then, yeah, would love to have a conversation and get started on changing your life so that you can work on that what's next while working your what's now.
So, Lynn, I really appreciate it. You've dropped some gems and nuggets that our listeners have gotten a taste of today. This is what I've been able to benefit from for the past 20 plus years. So I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your thoughts and wisdom and advice. And just for our listeners, three things, key lessons from what Lynn shared with us today. One, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Make sure that you are looking at and have multiple opportunities kind of on the fire at the same time. Number two, have a dream and more importantly, work towards it. So you want to dream forever. You want to get out there and actually start doing something. And then make sure that you get a coach. Don't do it alone, because every last one of us needs some help in our personal and professional lives. So don't be afraid to go out there and get a coach. Lynn, are there any other nuggets or piece of advice that you want to share with our listeners before we go?
I think that covers it. The main thing I also want to just encourage people, especially those over 40, over 50, it is never too late. There is still a lot of runway and opportunity to make an impact, to live your dream. I think sometimes we sit in the back, and especially with social media, we look at other people doing things and we're like, they're younger, they're smarter, they've got more resources. But really, start where you are, start with what you have. And it is amazing that the impact that you can make, and especially if you have been working and adulting for 20, 25, 30 years, there are so many people, especially younger people, that need your wisdom, that need your energy, that need your encouragement. My biggest advice, you're not too old. It's not too late. start today and make a change and make an impact. And I know that you're going to crush it.
Awesome. Really appreciate that, Lynn.
Thanks, James. Thanks for having me. This has been a fantastic conversation. Could talk about this. It's something I'm very passionate about, and I've really enjoyed this opportunity to share with the listeners.
What I like to do is ask for room for a part two at some point.
You got it. Let me know.
Okay. Black Corporate Life is a leadership training and development company focused on empowering Black professionals to thrive in corporate America. We provide classes, coaching, and an online community of like-minded individuals to help Black men and women in corporate America reach their full potential. Subscribe to our podcast by visiting blackcorporatelife.com or search wherever you listen to podcasts. And join the Black Corporate Life Alliance at bclalliance.com.